Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Koh, your host, and as always, thank you so much for tuning in. So we're dedicating a bunch of podcasts this month to feeling better. We just want our lives to feel better, less stressed, in a different place, achieving more, whatever that means to you. There'll be different tips and techniques and ideas on each one. Today, I wanted to talk about the dreaded imposter syndrome. If there's anything that I think causes people to feel that inner sense of discomfort and then shame, it's that imposter voice. Imposter voice is the voice within you that tells you that no matter how much success you're having, you're secretively not enough. So I have clients that are like so successful, it's crazy. If you saw what they've done on paper, you'd say that person's got to feel amazing. And that's why imposter syndrome exists, because it's a lie. Just because we succeed, we have success, we have all the boxes checked, just because things look a certain way doesn't mean they'll feel as good, right? So we go after that next award, we go after that best-selling book, we try to get the promotion at work, we launch a business, we work so hard, we see a future where we feel better. We may even have an image of ourselves walking around relaxed. Maybe we think at retirement, that's when we're going to feel good, or we have our first child. Any way in which you are putting off into the future, that sense, that feeling that when I get there, when I check these boxes, when I get these things done, I will feel good. And it comes with an assumption that there's a bunch of people that have done those things and they feel good. I bought into this. Every single one of my clients buys into it. I literally think it's an epidemic. But what if it's not true? I haven't found it to be true. I sold a company. I did everything everybody would say on paper looks amazing. I didn't feel that way. I had the child. I have the relationship of 20 years. I'm not going to lie. I never had that sensation, because the sensation is that I'm okay, that I'm actually good enough, right? That I'm not an imposter, that I'm not a fraud, that people aren't going to find out that I'm actually not as good as I claim to be. That's the problem, is that we believe that that is the conversation that's meaningful and the one to be having, and that other people deserve the position that they're in, that they in fact are, you know, in the right job at the right time. The best example I have of this is a client who had tenure at a prestigious university, 3 kids, incredible wife, and yet huge awards. He kept saying, this is all, it's a mistake. That's how I feel deep inside. Go give a presentation at a top university. And still that feeling was there. What is that about and how do you get rid of it? Well, I was talking to this client for quite a while about it, and it finally clicked. And he turned it around and put it back to me in terms that I just thought was brilliant. If you think about a video game, I don't play video games. So for everybody out there, don't tune out if you don't play video games. It doesn't matter. The idea is that when you step into the first level of anything in life, a video game is the best example. The first thing that happens is you step out and what? You get killed. Right? Because you turn left when you should have turned right. And the next time you come back into the video game, you turn right and then you go left and it's the wrong left or the wrong corridor or whatever. And you die again and again and again until you figure out that level. As soon as you figure it out, what happens? You move on to the next level. And what happens at that level? Same thing. So if you think about your life in terms of leveling up, and you think about it in terms of each time I'm growing and I'm learning and I'm figuring out this level, it feels that way at level 40 and it feels that way at level 2. It is not true that somebody with a Nobel Prize or whatever it is that you covet as an end goal, millions of dollars, right? That's people's number one. When I have all that money, I'm going to feel better. Money is a means. It gives you things. It allows you freedoms and opportunities. But it doesn't allow you to feel that way, because we're always learning and growing and developing and finding ourselves in new positions where we are getting, you know, leveled up. We fail. We fall down. We learn. We pivot. We move to the next thing again. We try it again. It's okay. And as soon as I had the realization that everybody's going through this, and that when I completed all of these things on paper and I didn't have that sensation that I was done, you're not going to feel that way until you're dead. So if you're out there and you're working hard on a business and you think that when your business gets to a certain point, then you're going to feel like you got a seat at the table, or, you know, you're not, you're going to keep growing. There's always a business that's larger than yours or a different sector. If you're out there and you're learning to coach and you have a new practice, well, if you grow your practice to a certain size, all of your patients are always different. You're always growing and learning and finding yourself in a position you weren't in. And if you're not, you're bored, right? So you're not even going to be happy when you master something and stay there and repeat it over and over. Other than licking stamps, I don't even know what that would mean. So here's my advice. You want to feel better? Recognize that life is all about growing and leveling up. You're not failing. You're just having the same experience over and over and over, because that's what it feels like in life, to be growing and expanding. And that's a great thing. And you wouldn't want to stay on the same level, play the same level over and over and over, get the same outcome, right? Stay on level one, repeat level one, lick stamps all day long. It's boring. So if you're stepping into life, if you have the courage to step forward fully, try different things, take yourself to the next level, you're going to feel like an imposter, but it's not. It's just what it feels like to challenge yourself, to learn something new. And everybody feels the same way. So let it go. Don't believe your neighbor's got it going on. Don't believe the guy that you met last week, or the business person, or the podcaster, or the blogger that you read, or the author that you love has figured it out. They don't. Just join in to everybody who's trying to figure it out and doing the best they can at whatever level they find themselves. Hope that is helpful to everyone listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, please come over to iTunes, leave a review. It's really helpful to the show if we get reviews. If you could take 5 seconds to hop over, really appreciate it. And thanks for tuning in.